So first we make the mind neutral. So as we have been talking and listening, and the mind has been moving, agitated. So we calm the mind by directing the attention to the external environment, to the outside, so to the quietness, perceiving, the little sound. There is also some sound outside, some so one is fully aware, fully mindful. The quietness and whatever we hear outside is amplifying the silence. So whatever we hear outside, it amplifies the silence. also to this quietness and silence, which is also mixed with the one that we have created through our own practice. So, you know, like being 8 or 85 people here, so no argument, no conflict, no argument, no tension. So there is a certain peace. So that is mixed together. together with the quietness and peaceful environment. And so to this peace, the one that we have created and the one that naturally exists, so we invite all living beings. So beginning with our father on our right, our mother on our left, brothers and sisters. So then in front of us, the person that we dislike, or the person who dislike us. So behind our friends. So then all around the other beings, so all in the aspect of human beings, this means including animals, all in the aspect of human beings. And so also we can add on one side, on one side the Iraqi people, on the other side the American people, on one side, the Palestinian, on one side the Israeli, on one side the fundamentalist, and on the other side the progressist. On one side the liberal, the labor, on the other side the Likud, or whatever, yeah? So in the sense, equally experiencing the peace. So without discrimination. Which means, within experiencing this peace, there is equality. So the peace does not discriminate. So we focus on this. So we must understand, which is good for our own mind. Yeah. So thinking like this is good for our own mind. It makes our mind and to make even mind. So an equanimity, a mind of equanimity. So in this way, we make, you know, we have made a virtuous state of mind. So thinking like this, or looking at things like this, generating the mind like this. So therefore we have generated the mind in the aspect of equanimity. So then we dedicate this merit. So we dedicate the merit to those we have visualized, to those we have mentioned. So we dedicate the merit using the words of Shantideva. So we read together. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighted down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sound. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored and find their repose. May the naked find clothing, and the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the fallen find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective, and all some prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever disease there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. So then, by the power of this merit. So by the power of this merit, so we think like this individually. Whomever is thinking about me, so whomever at this moment, wherever they may be, so whomever is thinking about me, talking about me, simply remembering me, or just simply uttering my name, including those who dislike me, so may they be happy. Mm-hmm. So simply, so because we forget, no other reason, so because we may forget or will forget, so I remind you again of the importance of silence.